Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Remarkably Me podcast. I am your host, Tanika Apple, and today I'm flying solo. You have just me today. You know, periodically throughout the season, I like to come in and share a little bit of my own active healing. And so that's what we have today in this episode. This episode is aptly titled Healing the Gap, because that is what I've been working on. That's what's been happening in my life. I've been working actively on healing the gap. And you might wonder, like, well, what's the gap? Stay tuned, because I'm going to talk you through what the journey has looked like over the last several months. And there's been a lot going on. Isn't it amazing how when you are concentrated in a moment, it might feel like there's not a lot happening? You might not even recognize the momentum that's present because it's become that quiet ebb that you experience all the time. But when you get to some milestones and you look back and you're like, oh my gosh, there's been so much that has happened, so much transformation that has occurred in this time frame. How did all those things happen? That's where I am. Where moment to moment, it's like, am I making progress? Am I doing all the things? Am I growing in the way that God intended, that I've co-created with God, all of those things? And the answer is unequivocally, yes. But if you asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said, I mean, and if you asked me a month ago, I would have said, well, and even further back than that, I might have been like, no. But every single one of those moments, that moment in time, was required to be where I am today. And I didn't realize how many strides I was making in those very moments where it looked like not a lot was happening. So I'm going to get into it and share the update for today. But for those of you who are new to the podcast, I am glad you're here. Welcome. And it's so important for us to recognize that one of the best ways that we can experience and invite healing into our own lives is through the stories of others. See, when we hear people's stories, we have the opportunity to connect. And when we connect and see ourselves, we're open to ideas that are more difficult when they're just positioned to us. We can see how things are possible. Stories create possibilities for us. They spark our own imagination. They encourage us to dream and visualize a bit of what's possible in our own lives. So they do a lot for us. And healing is present. Healing is absolutely present when you experience the stories of others. And the beautiful thing about that is, listen, if you can heal through hearing somebody else's journey, then think about how many opportunities to go back through something you've already been through you get to surpass. I want to say avoid, but you know what I mean. It's like, got that lesson, great. When you can see something happening in someone else's life and it helps you change your perspective and you're open to going back to looking within to do the healing work, it can transform your life. And quite frankly, stories are as old as civilization is. They were major ways that we communicated. And the stories have helped us stay safe. And stories have helped us transform and grow. They've inspired us. And sometimes stories have helped us to stay small. They've helped us to minimize who we are. They've helped us to stay in states of suffering. And so healing is present in storytelling, but sometimes you got to correct a story that's not quite right. You got to validate it, go back to the source and validate it. And sometimes you got to write a new story. So welcome to my chapter of active healing. I am writing a new story. And quite frankly, that's what healing the gap is about. Because there's a gap between what God sees in us and how we see ourselves. Some days I'm like, the distance couldn't be we're far apart. Like, God, what is it that you are saying about me? How can it possibly be true? But the more I'm in stillness with God, that I'm in prayer, that I'm in meditation, the more I journal, the more I experience the world, the more I check in with my truth, the more accurate I know it is. Now, some of you are like, obviously, if it's God's vision, it must be true. Yeah, but apply that in your life. Like, let's be honest. The big things that God tells us about ourselves, when it's a mismatch from how we're operating in today, or like, there's no way that's possible. It feels insurmountable, like it could not possibly be so. And we should hold space for that when people bring it up, when people raise it to us. I am someone who is blessed with the ability to see where God has positioned people. I can see it. I understand what God's intention is for purpose. When God allows me to, desires me to, I can see exactly steps that people need to take to be where they're supposed to be. It's part of my gift. But I also know enough to allow people to be where they are currently. Because healing is required in order for us to become who it is that God is showing me, who it is that God has shown you. If we were ready, we would be there. And so the gap is where we have to do our healing work. So when you hear me hashtagging active healing and things like that, it's because that is really this journey. And that was coined by Dani Turner, a sister of mine, who talked about, she's like, you're actively healing and it is making a difference in our healing community and in the other spaces and places where I show up because I share my story. And I was like, huh. The way that she put it made so much sense to me. And what felt like cumbersome to share so much of the steps of what was happening and what had been transpiring in my life, it gave it meaning and purpose. And I understood why God has been asking me to share so much of my personal story, because healing is required and people do heal through stories. And what I also recognize myself is that so much of the time we see people one way, they disappear and they come back and it's like, ta-da, look at what I've built. It's like, you went away and they had a piece of land and you come back and they have 59 buildings and a whole city center built. And it's like, how did that happen? And the more that we show a beginning and an end and no middle, the more disenfranchised people become. Because everybody is in some part of their journey, right? And part of that journey is to have the experience of understanding, what did it take to get from here to there? I was just sharing earlier today, what I love about what God is doing is that God has been making things traceable. You can go back and look at the beginning of what my journey was when I started this podcast. It was scary. And even before that, when I started my YouTube, I didn't even want to be on social media. I was literally being obedient. I saw myself on stages, but not on virtual stages. Like, that was not my thing. I wanted to be with the people. I love speaking in front of people and feeling the energy in the room and making eye contact and connection. Like, I get so much energy from that. How could that possibly happen when I'm staring into a camera, right? And you're getting the message whenever you're getting it. But there's something so incredible about the message being ready for you when you need it. And I honor that, that there's a new kind of creation to connect. But had I not done the healing work from who I was to who I am now, I wouldn't even be able to see that. I wouldn't know that there can be such a great impact made in all these different ways that God has been showing me. I've been healing the gap in what I feel, what I know, and what I see. there is this peace around what I believe to be true, what my life is about, what I am supposed to do, what I know. And when I say I know, I'm talking about my knowing. I'm talking about my inner truth. I'm talking about the compass. I'm talking about what God deposited on the inside of me, what I was born with, what I get fired up about, like what I know. And then there's what I see. And I would tell you that on my journey, it may not be the same for you, but the seeing is far behind everything else. It's like that feel kind of creeps in there and it's like, I think this is right. I feel connected to it. I feel like I might want to go in that direction. And my knowing gets fired up like, this is it. It's it and this is time. And my sight is like, I don't see anything that looks remotely like this could possibly be true. So there's a gap there between those things, and they have to come into some level of alignment, and you have to decide which one is going to lead. Is it going to be your knowing? Is it going to be this feeling thing, or is it going to be the seeing? And if you are waiting to see it happen, you're going to be waiting a long time. Because what I've learned in this gap is that you have to decide to see it. Deciding to see it is a problem for us because we're used to seeing things instantaneously. Let me give you an example. You walk in a room, you flip on the light, and you can see everything in the room. You don't walk up to a dark room and know what furniture's in there, right? Unless it's someplace you go all the time, but you get my point. We're used to it appearing before us. Healing this gap for me has been about seeing it before I see it in the physical. What do I know to be true? And then what does it look like? And then how does it feel? I have a sis, Shaman Leilani, who says all the time, how does it feel to have it? Like, this is this life. How does it feel? Can you put yourself in a place where you can surround yourself with enough emotion that helps you understand what it feels like to be in that moment? That has required healing. When I healed those gaps, the vision that God has been showing me, telling me, and sending others to affirm has come into form. But seeing it before it's in the physical has been tough. And what I would tell you is that my journey was looking for it, not seeing it, and then going back to God and saying, show me it. And God's like, but what do you see? And trusting myself enough to visualize what this life is supposed to look like. And I don't say supposed to, like, according to other people. I mean, according to what Anika co-created with God. You see, at this level, God is saying, but what is it that you desire that can be a part of this life? And I don't know about you. In order to answer that question, there's some healing that has to happen. Because we typically limit ourselves, if we're really being honest, on what we think is possible. And some people out there will throw, they'll throw like big, huge things and like, you know, this thing looks impossible and I'm going to go do it or whatever. And sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. I bet you can think of the people who haven't made it. Probably twice as many examples resonate in your mind as the ones who thought they could and did. Because we have taught ourselves to look for the proof that it can't be done. But what we need to do is subscribe to the truth of the fact that it can and it will if you believe. I've been healing the gap in the distance between where I sit and what that life looks like for me. Because as long as I feel in my mind that it's far away, as long as I feel like it's not sustainable, like it's not here, like I can't touch it and hold it, then it's going to stay far away. So I've been healing that gap. So much of the introspection has been around me challenging the paradigms that I have set up and allowed to be true, even though they weren't, and to do it without judgment. And that's big. That is big, big, because I am graced with the ability that I don't spend a lot of time in judgment on other people. I really work hard against that. I mean that genuinely, but I judge the heck out of myself. And I don't know what that comes from. I've been working on that through therapy and through my healing journey and through journaling and all of that stuff. The good news is I'm healing it. But for a long time, that has been tough for me. And part of not judging means giving yourself space to explore, to learn, to grow, to take risks. It's so interesting to me when I look at who God is, where God gives us choice. You think about what you learned, and perhaps it's rooted in religion for you, but what you learned about God, it's like there are all these rules. And it's so interesting because when you spend time one-on-one with God, it's not the experience that you get. I think people misunderstand obedience. That's a different podcast, but it's not about the rule. It's about you understanding yourself and being able to own up to your actions and choices and decisions. But God gives us so much choice. That doesn't mean that God wants us to do all the things that we have the choices to do, right? But part of having choice is about us growing in perspective and having the space to explore and taking ownership for our lives. There's a very different way that you live when you embrace the possibility of choice. And when you understand that what you are doing is all about you growing in perspective. Everything that I experienced as of yesterday through the beginning of my life serves me in this moment. And I don't have to hold on to those things from before. The lessons are within me, but I don't have to keep that stuff around. Those experiences have already passed. I get to use what I've learned to challenge today and to set myself up for tomorrow. So that growth in perspective has been a big part of this chapter in my healing journey. Another thing I want to share with you that was a really big aha during this last season, a couple months ago. If you know me, you know I am big on affirmations, and you know I set up my affirmations pretty much at least twice a year, sometimes three times a year, but at least twice a year, and I refresh them, and we use them in the Healing Crusade. They're just really powerful. But one day I was sitting in front of my affirmations, and it hit me. The reason they are so powerful is because God is the great I am. Jesus is the I am. And when you think about how powerful it is to have the word of God to stand on, as Jesus says in the Bible, you know, that anything asked in his name, right? Like it's golden, it's done. If you ask for it in my name, then he's the great I am. So when we're affirming things, like people talk about affirmations and so many other things at this level of mysticism, instead of a recognition that we are, it's a declaration, we are declaring. And when you are saying I am, and you are backing that with the power of God, you're making a declaration. And if it is in alignment with what God's will is for you, it is done. So part of my healing has been, what am I really saying? Who am I saying that I am? How do my actions align with who I say I am? Am I even declaring who I am? So a lot of the exploration for me in this last chapter has been, what am I saying about myself? What are other people saying about me? And which of those stories have I taken onto myself? As a matter of fact, we did this whole healing challenge inside the Healing Crusade around this specific topic. And it was so powerful because so many stories, so many things I use as a framework for myself don't belong to me. They're other people's frames. Even as recent as yesterday, I was saying something to my therapist and she was like, but that's other people's perspectives. What's yours? It's so easy for us to utilize rubrics that have been created by other people instead of creating our own. So my encouragement to you in this moment, what you can take from my healing journey on this is, one, when you affirm something about it, know it in your whole body, because you, when you say, I am, you are putting some power behind it that is beyond you. And when you call it in the name of Jesus, that's just, I'm just saying. So you better know it. Know it in your soul. And at the same time, pay attention to the words that follow. What else are you saying about yourself and believing about yourself? Because so many of those things were in conflict. I remember one day, perhaps it was in meditation or prayer, but I was seeing like what I said I wanted, what I petitioned God for, and then what I was speaking, they were canceling each other out. And it happens so frequently that we cancel stuff out. We don't even realize. It's like, I'm saying I want this, but then I'm like, well, but it's okay if it doesn't happen. It's no big deal. Like, you're non-committal towards it. And that's a problem. It's a problem because you won't take the steps required to go do that thing. I can't tell you how many times I've asked God for divine connections and they show up and I'm like, okay, it was so good meeting them. To a point where now I'm like sitting in the connection and I'm like, God, show me. What is this connection about? What can I know? What will you allow me to know in this moment about this connection? How do I need to proceed? Is there an assignment here for me? Is there something that I am to give? Is there something I am to receive? Make my heart open for whatever this assignment is. And even though I'm still healing, and this, sometimes I miss it, but even though I'm still healing, I can see what God is doing, the connections, and they are so powerful, incredibly powerful, and they're preparing me for what is next. Have you joined the Healing Crusade? Are you doing your work to actively heal? Do you know that your best life, the most remarkable life that you can have, is on the other side of your healing? And by the way, don't tell anybody, but we all need healing. When I say we all need healing, I mean there is stuff on the inside of us that is a part of our experiences that when we address it will unleash life in ways that are unimaginable to us in this moment. We have to do the healing work because it's required. If you've not joined the Healing Crusade, there's a link in the show notes, and we will help you on your journey to heal individually as we also heal as a collective. And by the way, we found a way to make healing pretty fun, because it's for something that is so serious. We've created a space for us to enjoy weekly challenges together, to share our experiences so that we can do our active healing work and we can be transformational on the inside of ourselves so that we show up better in the world. So I hope you will take a look at the Healing Crusade using the link below, and I look forward to seeing you in the community. The next part of what has been happening in my healing journey has been about shifting my mindset. I mean, I feel like I've already talked quite a bit about it. I'm shifting. I am shifting my mindset. Last month, God started talking to me about abundance mindset and shared some things with me to share with a small group of people around shifting our mindset, and would just download things to me almost every day about mindset shifts. And one of the things that really took hold, first of all, I'm grateful because I had been praying for God to prepare me to receive what it is that God has for me. And this is definitely a way that God was preparing me. But the other thing is that it came, all of that came at a time for me to have a pivotal moment that I had in the Millionaire Coach Collective. So it's run by Dr. Avis Jones DeWeaver. I'm blessed to be a part of it. And we had a session in her program called The Million Dollar Pivot. And it was all about mindset. And when I tell you, I walked off of that session feeling that conflict, you know, when you feel that conflict, like you're like, I know everything that I heard and it aligns with what I know to be true, but I don't know how. And I'm like, something has to change in my mindset because there's still some pieces that need to heal. And I'm sharing this story specifically because this is really, really important. I experience healing in the conversation as we were talking about the things that have been traumas in our lives and what holds us back. And somehow, in the best way I can articulate it, it was like it gave me permission to let go of some things that I've still been holding on to. And I remember going to sleep and saying, okay, God, like, I'm done being in the place that I've been. I've been here and it's been a great experience and I've learned a lot and I believe I'm ready for more. And if you believe I'm ready for more, show me how. And I woke up this morning and God's like, I need you to go visualize, to see yourself. And I had this great visualization and a download attached to it and some downloads for my business attached to it. And as I was preparing for the podcast today, God says, share the story and tell them the difference in what's different now. Because somebody's going to experience a breakthrough through hearing this part of your story. In the past, when I've made a big declaration about change, I've braced myself for impact. Am I by myself? You know how when you make a decision and you're like, I know I'm deciding this and I know the universe hears me, you know, whatever, and people or things are going to start flowing in my way, like things are going to come to knock me off path and all this stuff. We assume that that's going to be the case. Part of it, I believe, is because we want to just prepare ourselves. We like the whole safety mindset, but we want to prepare ourselves for disappointment because that's what we've experienced so many times before. But what if we just simply decided nothing's coming? Nothing is coming to throw me off my game this time. You see, we've been taught, prepare yourself because you know there's going to be warfare. Prepare yourself, you know, because there's going to be this, there's going to be that. Why is it not enough that you know that there is tension that exists in the world every time you make a decision? But calling and drawing attention to it is basically inviting it in. So if that's something that you find yourself doing, I want to encourage you in this moment to let that thing go. It is not serving you. You don't need to repeat the fact that you're making a declaration, a decision to be who you are truly called to be and expect to have tension. How about the hundreds of times that you are walking along the path doing exactly what you know you're called to do and you're not expecting anything to happen? You're expecting yourself to show up and everything is just fine, right? You're just doing the thing, your everyday activities. And tension shows up, friction shows up, conflict shows up, warfare shows up. It happens all the time. But when we make a big declaration, when we're like, this has to change and it must happen now, when we get down deep and we're like, I'm tired of this. I'm not going to do this anymore. I want something different. Why is the next thing to say? But I know I just got to brace myself for impact because something's coming. Look at the body language. Think about the way you draw yourself in when you think you need to prepare yourself from impact. What's the first thing you do? You draw your arms across your chest and you begin to shrink. Is that the posture of someone who's just made a champion-like decision, who's decided that they're going to transform their lives, that they're going to do something they've never done before? Is that the posture? Because I think not. What you need to do is sit up straighter and taller and confidently say, I declared it and I dare you. I dare anything to come in my way because I'm going to run over that too. Release the warrior inside of you. So when God asked me to share that story, I thought what I would tell you is I'm not bracing for impact because there will be none, because this is the path that God laid out for me. And it doesn't matter, because come what may, I'm going to continue to roll forward. I'm striding into my next, into what it is that God has my name on it. The table that has been set for me, the chair that has been established with my name on it, it awaits me. And I am about to arrive, period, full stop. I don't need to draw anything else in. I don't need to make mention of it. If I was going to go out to dinner tonight, I would just get in the car and go. I wouldn't go announce to the world I'm going to drive, and I'm sure there's going to be traffic and people are probably going to try to run into me and somebody's going to cut me off. Why would I do it in these moments of big decisions? So I want to encourage you, if it is in your filter to think that there's going to be things that stand in your way, perhaps this is your moment to decide that nothing will. Because then perhaps it will give you the lens of perspective that when things start to happen, if they do, that you will see them as the small disturbances that are trying to throw you off course instead of some big obstacle that's going to feel insurmountable and it's going to keep you in suffering. We have to change our mindsets. That is a part of my healing. And last month, I had a really great healing experience. Coming up in June of this year, I'll be on the Making of an Entrepreneur docuseries. And this was a really big step for me. To go out in places that are unfamiliar and share more of my story in this way. Again, I told you, stage is different for me. I love to speak. But in moments like this, where you're sharing the behind the scenes of how and who you are that became this person, the catalyst for why I've designed my business in the way that I have, why I talk about topics like overwhelm and stress, why my advisory practice is focused on CEOs and founders and business owners, because I understand that journey and what it means to operate in places where you are not fully in your full authority, grounded in your truth, and how I healed post-divorce through my leave, through challenges parenting, through these moments where I was like, this is not what my life is supposed to look like at all. Again, healing the gap between what I know and what I feel and what I see. And in the docuseries, I do all of that. And it was an incredible experience. And even as I look at the pictures from behind the scenes, I'm just blown away. I am her. And I'm still becoming. And both things are true at the same time, and I wouldn't have it any other way. God says I'm remarkable, hence the name of my business and this podcast. I think you're probably pretty remarkable too. I hope I have the chance to experience your stories because you've decided to share them as well. But if you don't know what the word remarkable means, let me just tell you. Remarkable is all about being worthy of note, unusual, a standout. Remarkable is about creating a legacy and an impact, being transformative, being a catalyst for change, helping people see truth. That's my legacy. So when I started this podcast, it was about being remarkably me, owning my truth, finding my truth, healing my way to my truth, and owning it, healing through the power of stories, and inviting others to have an opportunity to share their healing journey so that we can all heal as a collective. And I'm excited because I'm writing a book that will come out later this year. I should say I'm editing a book because it is written. But it's called Healing is Required. And it's because healing is required. We have to heal so that we get the experience to live our optimum lives, live into the fullness of who we are and what we were created to be. That's what I've been doing. That's my active healing. That's why this journey matters. And before I close, I would be remiss if I didn't offer you the opportunity to join us on the Healing Crusade. Last year, God laid it before me to start a healing community. And we built the remarkable community all around it. So we have the remarkable community, this big community space where there are resources and tools and the opportunity for us to connect. But the heart of it has been the Healing Crusade. So we've spent most of the time over the last, call it 6 months now, working on building the Healing Crusade. And the Healing Crusade is a place where we heal individually and collectively. We do this through weekly challenges that are connected and kind of like right now we're in a 35-day challenge where we work through challenges typically 3 to 5 weeks in length. And we go deep in areas of our healing. We focus on the physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional body. We talk through places where people are finding challenge. And we have lots of other ways that we engage in the community as well. When I look at some of the transformation that has happened with people in the community, it's pretty awesome. It's amazing to me that these challenges bring up so many things and give us the place and opportunity to do the healing work. Introspection is not easy. It's one of the reasons I love storytelling, because storytelling gives you an outward person to look at and say, well, if they could do it, then so can I. Or for you to see and hear things in their stories that you're like, that feels familiar. I wonder if some of that is like me. And it takes away that feeling of like, ugh, is that me? It invites the opportunity of you hearing and experiencing your truth without some of the sensitivity that comes up when it's directly you. And so I love that we have the opportunity to do that, to hold space for one another and to do that in our community. Through the month of March, we are running a free trial for 2 weeks. So you have the opportunity to come in and experience it. And you know, we certainly anticipate that you will find value and stay and grow. But if you'd like to know more, you can see information on the show notes of how to explore more and how to join. And our goal is to heal the world, quite frankly. There's so many beautiful efforts happening right now that are focused on helping people heal, and we are glad to be one of them. And at the end of the day, what I know to be true is true healing happens with a team. One of the things I talk about in the community is being your chief healing officer, like you are the chief healing officer of your life. And so what does it look like for you to understand what it is that you need and to spearhead getting the healing resources that are required? You do that by then assembling the right team. And our community may just be the thing that you need to help you go in and identify what those things are, and can support you potentially with finding other resources to help along in that journey. So check it out. We'd love for you to be a part of the community. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please make sure that you do so and share it. We heal through the power of stories. And I find my experience is that often as I'm listening to podcasts or looking at things, reading books, that other people's faces will come to mind for me. And that sometimes means that they're going through something or experiencing something I may know nothing about, but this is for them in that moment. So if you've had that experience listening to this, I encourage you to hit that share link and send this to those people whose faces you saw. Give them the opportunity to hear a voice outside of themselves that may validate or challenge the things that they're trying to navigate so that they can do their healing too. As always, I wish you peace and blessings and look forward to you joining us next week on the Remarkably Me podcast. I'm your host, Anique Apple, and as always, peace and blessings.